Welcome to the Fuzzy Mike. Fuzzy Mike. The interview series, the podcast, whatever Kevin wants to call it. It's Fuzzy Mike.
Hello, and thank you for joining the Fuzzy Mike. Little different episode this week. Don't have a guest. Guest that I was supposed to speak with had to reschedule. So it's okay. That happens. And it's actually kind of ironic that it happened this week because there is something on my mind that I want to talk about. And I don't like talking about things by myself. I like to talk through them with other people. And so the other podcast that I'm a part of, the Tuttle and Klein podcast, which has new episodes every Wednesday, my radio partner from 28 years was Tim Tuttle. And he and I are back together doing a podcast. And he's wicked smart. Yeah, I know. Wicked smart. No, I'm not from the East Coast. I'm a Midwest born and bred. I don't even know why the hell I said that. Anyway, I like to bounce things off of Tim, and he's helping me with a major dilemma that I have this week.
St. Louis, by the way, is Kevin Klein's hometown. And and Kev, I know that there's a story going on right now in St. Louis that really has jumped in your head. And, you know, obviously I want this podcast not only to be us, you know, not goofing around and being idiots, but also, you know, a little bit of a therapy thing. What's on your mind, buddy?
I don't know, man. This is pretty heavy. Do you really want to get into it? We're just having just a great riff. I mean,
you know what? Let's just touch on it a little bit.
Okay. Well, it's a story that's gone international. Not this past Friday, but the Friday before, two girls in high school at Hazelwood East High School got into a fight. And one of the girls got on top of the other girl and bashed her head into the concrete multiple times. And the girl is now in the hospital, basically brain damaged and basically fighting for her life. And it was a black girl and a white girl. And the white girl is like 105 pounds wet. And the black girl is a lot bigger. But apparently the white girl started the fight. And she's apparently the bully in the school. And finally, the 15-year-old black girl had enough. And they fought. But my thing is, you've neutralized the situation when you get the girl to the ground and you're on top of her. There's no reason to bash her head into the concrete three times. And I can't unsee the video. And it wasn't that I went looking for the video. It popped up in my news feed. And it said, it said warning graphic, and I'm like, they're not going to show that, and they did, and I can't unsee it, man.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry that, you know, and Kev.
I mean, it's not a race issue with me; it's a humanitarian issue with me.
Yeah, forget about what the mainstream media and their propaganda and their agenda to divide us all. I mean, that's what that's all about. You know, if you look at the world today, the people who scream racists are the actual racists. The people who scream Nazi and fascist, they're actually using Nazi and fascist methodology that would make Hitler proud. So in terms of, and I have to say this in defense of the black girl, Kev, is when you get in that mode and you've never been in, have you ever been in a fight?
No, I mean, not a uncontrolled one. I've been in boxing matches.
Okay. I know you're going to find this hard to believe. But I used to be a little bit of a pugilistic asshole.
No. You?
A little bit. I'm not proud of it.
The guy that bowed up on Roy Jones Jr. used to fight. Imagine.
And you know, when you're in that mode, it's hard to come down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Adrenaline is running high. I get that.
I remember I was, I split up with, this was my very first girlfriend. That I was, you know, I ever quote unquote love the puppy love thing. Mm-hmm. Her name was Stephanie. And this is at Ball State. And we split up and she started dating another guy, John Griffith or something like that. And I saw them at a party, an apartment complex party. And I walked into the same party and they were together. And he made some kind of look on me. He looked at me like kind of funny, like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I got that, her. That, you don't.
And I blacked out. And you know, I was there with Trevor Lee, my buddy, and a couple. And I have no idea what happened until, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes after my friends pulled me out of there. And allegedly I hit him like 35 times in 15 seconds.
Okay. Did you bash his head on concrete?
No, I did not. It was all punches. It was all punches.
And even that aside, okay, the bashing of the head on the concrete, which is extreme, it's excessive, and it's going to, if she dies, at the least, it's going to be second degree homicide, second degree manslaughter. If she survives, it's going to be a felony assault. But what bothers me more about this whole thing is, when the girl is laying in the street and she's convulsing, people are fighting over her, not fighting to help her. They're fighting each other over her. Nobody's helping her. And I'm like, where did we fucking go wrong?
Oh, I know.
We don't care about anybody anymore.
I know. There's no compassion at all.
None. None.
And I don't know whether that's we're desensitized to it because of the movies we watch and the video games we play and stuff like that. But that is, yeah, that's all. That you always want at least a couple people that are present to go, okay, man, you know, we understand what happened there. Bully getting fought back on. Now we've got to address the situation instead of it continuing and escalating.
And that's my whole point. We just got to care, you know, we just got to be better. We got to care. You know, fights are going to happen. I get it. Fights happened when I was in school. Fights are still going to happen. But when somebody is beat, you, as the other fighter, stop, or somebody with a cooler head has to step in and say, look, they've had enough. That didn't happen here. I mean, in professional fighting, you have referees for that, you know, and referees are there to protect the fighters. Somebody's got to be there to protect combatants. And that didn't happen in this case. So, you know, bullying is a mental health issue. And apparently both girls were being bullied. I mean, it all depends on who you read and what story you believe. But there's probably some culpability on both sides as far as why this started and why this escalated, but it did not need to go to the spot, the length, the degree that it ended up going. So I don't know. I just want us to do better. I want to do better. So I will be on the lookout for opportunities that I have where I can help somebody out. You know, let's just try that this week. Even if it's just a compliment, help somebody out, you know? That's all you got to do. Let's lift up other people. Let's not tear other people down. There. There's my soapbox. I'm off it. Thank you for listening. Like, follow, rate, all that kind of stuff. I mean, my heart's just not into it this week. I'm so sorry. And I owe you better. I really do. But this has been bothering me now for, oh, hell, it happened two Fridays ago. So, yeah, for that long. So. It's crazy how I went to bed the other night and I was having a good day. I was having a really good day. But I laid my head down on the pillow. I don't know what I was thinking about. I wasn't thinking about this fight. I had a great day. Laid my head down on the pillow, woke up the next day. Just not feeling it. Just not feeling anything, not feeling life, not feeling happy, not feeling, I mean, I wasn't sad. I wasn't mad. I just wasn't feeling, you know, and those days happen and you got to ride them out. And I wrote it out. I'm coming around. This was 4 days ago, but still kind of melancholy, I guess, you know? And yeah, this news story has something to do about it, but it just happens, man. It's just chemical, you know, and you gotta ride it out. You gotta ride the wave. And you got to think about something to look forward to. And for me, that's going to be a run later on today and running the rest of the week. And then it's going to be doing the Tuttle and Klein podcast, which I thoroughly enjoy. And then I've going to surprise some family members later on this weekend. So really excited about that. So when things aren't going right, you got to find some place to go to look for positivity and rearrange and rechange your thought process. And it's still something I'm learning how to do. So hopefully you'll continue this journey with me and we'll continue to help each other and get inspiration from each other and turn negatives into positives. How's that sound? Sound good to you? Sounds great to me. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm sorry I didn't have a guest this week. I will try and get a guest on next week. We had a cancellation, and sometimes that happens, you know. And thankfully, I have my buddy Tim Tuttle there to help me get this topic started and, you know, have somebody to bounce off of. Listen, there's nothing more boring than just sitting here looking into a camera and talking into a microphone and wondering if you're out there listening. I mean, what do I particularly have to say that is entertaining or thought-provoking or worth listening to? Many of you would say nothing, Klein, and I get that. But always nice to have somebody else to bounce back off of and open up maybe a different perspective that I'm not thinking of. So hopefully I provided that for you. Again, The Fuzzy Mic is hosted and produced by Kevin Klein. Production elements from Zach Sheesh at The Radio Farm. Social media director is Trish Klein. Thank you to you for listening. Don't forget to like, follow, rate, all that kind of stuff. And please share The Fuzzy Mic with your friends and family and even enemies. That'll be something nice you could do this week. See you next week. Thank you so much.
That's it for The Fuzzy Mic. Thank you. The Fuzzy Mic with Kevin Klein. Fuzzy Mic.